afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair One, coming to you at you live from downtown Marion, Ohio, at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building in our new studio. And they are ever so comfortable, and we are ever so glad to be here in downtown Marion. And it feels good broadcasting to you. Well, of course, today is a somber day in our nation's history, September the 11th. And I just want to take a moment of silence for all the victims that passed away and that were affected on September 11th, 2001. What a day we will never forget. So let's just take a moment of silence here at the beginning of the program. For everyone affected, we will never forget September 11th, 2001. All right. I'm sure you probably remember right where you were on September 11th. I remember right where I was. I was 16 years old at the time, and I had a meeting scheduled at Marion Technical College because I was going to do some college classes in with my high school classes, and they were thinking about canceling the meeting because of the attacks, but they went ahead with the meeting anyways, so I wasn't really in the mood to be there. I don't think anyone was, but they went ahead and held the meeting anyways, and I remember going to the meeting for the classes there, and 16 years old at the time. And I remember I was doing history, my history class. I was homeschooled, so I was at home doing history classes. We didn't have TV or radio or anything on like that because we were concentrating on the classes. And I remember my aunt giving us a call and saying, "Hey, pay attention, we're under attack." And that's how we found out about September 11th, 2001. And what a day that was. Wow. Well, 4:18 is the time. Glad you're on board. We've got lots to do today. We've got lots of trivia. And I've got to get to that recipe that I missed last week. I got to give you a part of it, but I didn't give you the whole thing. So unless you went to Radio Nate on Facebook and saw it, I've got to get to it today. So hopefully we can get to that. First of all, I want to thank our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So thanks to them for underwriting the broadcast. Also, our thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. So if you happen to see either one of these guys, mention that you saw the ad, heard the ad here on 107.1 FM. And let the guys know that you support the station. And they would appreciate that very much, and so would we. So thank you so much to our supporters for underwriting the program today. Well, today we are giving away a $5 gift card to Applebee's at 4:55 this afternoon. That's what we're giving away for one of our trivia contestants today. And also for our monthly giveaway. At the end of the month, we're going to draw a name. And you can call in. When you call in, you will automatically be registered for the monthly drawing, a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo, and a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. So if that sounds good to you, give me a call and answer one of these trivia questions, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. And here's the trivia questions. The nickname Mounties is used to describe which country's police force? The nickname Mounties is used to describe which country's police force? In the event of an emergency, what part of an airplane seat can be used as a flotation device? In the event of an emergency, what part of an airplane seat can be used as a flotation device? 740-383-9944. Call in if you know, and we'll get you signed up for all these drawings. If you're lost without a compass at night, you can get a sense of direction by looking for which star? If you're lost without a compass at night, you can get a sense of direction by looking for which star? What song was recorded by the classic rock group The Beatles? Several, it could be several songs here. Got a phone call coming in. Always glad to see that line light up. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Canadian police force is called Mounties.
Yes, the Canadian police force is called the Mounties.
That's the first question.
That is correct. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. I stay inside.
Yeah, stay inside. It's a little muggy, isn't it?
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah. Well, we will put you in these drawings and get you signed up, all right?
All righty.
All right. Thanks for calling and listening. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh. You have a good evening.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye. David Avery right there getting signed up for a chance to win. Applebee's gift card this afternoon at 4:55, and you can join him by giving us a call at 740-383-9944 and answering these trivia questions. Elvis Presley recorded a song that had which dog in the title? Elvis Presley recorded a song that had which dog in the title? In which season is asparagus ready to be harvested? In which season is asparagus ready to be harvested? What does a hummingbird collect using its long bill? What does a hummingbird collect using its long bill? All right. Another phone call lighting up our life right now. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air. No, we're not. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Yeah, it's been a while since I called, about 3 weeks.
Yes,
I've been in the hospital.
You've been in the hospital?
Yeah.
All right.
A wire went lead to my pacemaker broke.
Oh,
and
boy.
I ended up in the hospital.
Okay, was that a pretty extensive surgery, or was that an easy fix?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had to pull a lead out and put a new one in. My defibrillator went off, struck me 9 times, and it felt like my head was blowing off. They got it fixed up, so I got out. So I figured I'd give you a call.
Hey, I'm glad you did. How you feeling okay now?
I'm still wobbly.
Still wobbly?
Yeah. So anyway, answer to your question is hound dog.
Hound dog, yeah. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're fixed up. We missed you. I wondered where you were.
Yeah, well, when you're in the hospital and there's no radio, you ain't got no way of calling, so.
No, they don't let you call out too much, do they?
No. So, anyway, yeah, they thought they was going to have to end up doing open heart surgery because the wire was hard to get out, but they was able to get away from it.
Oh, okay. So, well, thankfully.
Well, anyway, I'm here. I'm back listening to you for a while.
All right, buddy. Well, we're glad you're back out there.
All right.
All right, Bob. You too.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Bob Austin back with us. All right, after some surgery there. If I'd have known, I'd have gone and paid him a little hospital visit. I always like to do that with people that are not feeling good. Take them some balloons or a little basket or something to make them feel a little better. Hey, we got another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Good. That North Star you look for.
Yes, the North Star we
right.
are looking for.
Yep.
And I think I recognize the voice. Is this Ernie Brees?
It certainly is.
Hey, glad you called me today.
Good.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy your program.
Hey, thank you so much. We will get you signed up for all these drawings, and I think we got you signed up for the monthly drawing already,
yep.
and we will put you in
right.
once again to double your chances to win. How's
okay.
that?
Thank you, Nate.
All right.
Appreciate it.
You have a good evening. Thanks for calling and listening.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944 is the phone number. WWGH is the name of the station. The call letters and the name of the frequency is 107.1 on the FM dial. Okay. Let's see here. I gave you that one. Oh, I don't think I gave you this one. What ancient form of writing was often found inside Egyptian tombs? What ancient form of writing was often found inside Egyptian tombs? And to prepare a mummy, the ancient Egyptians removed all the organs from its body except for what? To prepare a mummy, the ancient Egyptians removed all the organs from its body except for what? So there you go. There's several trivia questions on the table for you. Have at it. 740-383-9944. And today we're giving away a $5 gift card to Applebee's at $4.55. And then also, we're giving away at the end of the month a $20 gift card to the GNR and a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Do the hummingbirds collect nectar?
The hummingbirds collect nectar. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. What's your name? We'll get you put in the drawing.
Allison Braden.
Allison Braden, well, we're glad you're out there. Thanks for giving me a call. All right, well, you have a good night now, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, younger members of the audience checking in. All right, it's time to grab a quick break. We will do that and come back. I will take a sip of Mountain Dew. I know, it's not good for me. I usually have water. But today, for some reason, I passed Speedway, and it said, pull in and get you Mountain Dew. So I was bad. If my doctor's listening, he's having a fit. But I haven't had one for a little while, so I guess it'd be okay, right? Okay, we'll be back with more on the other side of the break. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. Glad you're on board at WWGH 107.1 FM. Feel free to send me an email at any time, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Anything you'd like to send me, I would be happy to receive it. Back with more after these words.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and let's get to the offbeat part of the show. A London eatery is drawing in dairy-loving patrons with an unusual gimmick, being the world's first conveyor belt cheese restaurant. The Pick and Cheese restaurant in Seven Dials Market in Covent Garden offers 25 varieties of cheese sourced from around Britain on a 130-foot conveyor belt that passes by patrons. The cheese plates are color-coded by price, and cheese flight options are also available. The eatery also offers cheese-themed off-belt dishes, including a grilled cheese sandwich. The eatery purports to be the world's first conveyor belt cheese restaurant. So you just walk in, grab a plate off a conveyor belt and go. Hey, that'd be all right. Kind of like a grab-and-go type of deal. Cool. A pair of Idaho men broke a Guinness World Record when they pulled off 61 behind-the-back basketball passes in 1 minute. David Rush, who has more than 100 Guinness titles to his name, teamed with Jonathan Hannon and practiced their behind-the-back passing technique for several months before the official attempt at the Cathedral of the Rockies in Boise. Rush, whose record attempts are aimed at promoting STEM education, said Guinness required there to be a certified basketball referee present during the attempt. The men managed to complete 61 passes in 1 minute, beating the previous record of 54. Boy, that's some passing, isn't it? That's some good basketball playing right there. A pair of men are seeking to set a Guinness World Record by riding 9,000 miles across 48 states on a pair of 50cc motor scooters. Michael Reed, 31, and Jonathan Bellick, 29, launched Project 48 by riding their Honda Ruckus scooters from Philadelphia to Jersey City, the first stop on their 80-day quest to visit 48 states. The men are attempting to set a Guinness World Record for longest distance on a 50cc scooter. "We're ordinary people," Bellick told NJ.com. "Our motorbikes allow us to engage and create some sort of quick relationship with strangers, and we get to meet them and feature them in videos." The men said they hope to highlight the country's diversity and make videos showing the underexposed parts of U.S. life during their journey. Pretty cool. There you go. Heading across the country on a scooter. I want to head across the country and do the Route 66. I think that would be fun to get in the car and just take off and do Route 66. I hope to do that in the year 2020 when my wife and I will be married 10 years. I think that would be a fun little trip. But I think she has her heart set on going to the ocean every year, so we usually wind up going to Myrtle Beach, which ain't a bad gig either. On this day in history, September the 11th, 1789, Alexander Hamilton was appointed by U.S. President George Washington to be the first Secretary of the Treasury. 1814, the U.S. fleet defeated a squadron of British ships in the Battle of Lake Champlain, Vermont. 1842, 1,400 Mexican troops captured San Antonio, Texas. The Mexicans retreated with prisoners. 1855, the siege of Sevastopol ended when French, British, and Vietnamese troops captured the main naval base of the Russian Black Fleet in the Crimean War. 1875, Professor Tidwell's burglar alarm was featured in the New York Daily Graphic and became the first comic strip to appear in a newspaper. 1877, on this date, the first comic character timepiece was patented by the Waterbury Clock Company. 1883, the mail chute was patented by James Cutler. The new device was first used in the Elwood Building in Rochester, New York. 1897, a 10-week strike of coal workers in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio came to an end. The workers won an 8-hour workday, semi-monthly pay, and company stores were abolished. 1904, on this date, the U.S. battleship Connecticut was launched in New York. 1910, in Hollywood, the first commercially successful electric bus line opened. And, of course, on this date in 2001, in the U.S., four airliners were hijacked and were intentionally crashed. Two airliners hit the World Trade Center, which collapsed shortly after in New York City, New York. One airliner hit the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. Another airliner crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. About 3,000 people were killed. September 11, 2001, we will never forget. 4:38 is the time. We're rolling right along here and having a good time doing it. Time to hit the trivia questions again, see if we can get some more answers at 740-383-9944. In the event of an emergency, what part of an airplane seat can be used as a flotation device? In the event of an emergency, what part of an airplane seat can be used as a flotation device? And what song was recorded by the classic group The Beatles? What was one of their famous songs? What song was recorded by the classic rock group The Beatles? In which season is asparagus ready to be harvested? In which season is asparagus ready to be harvested? What ancient form of writing was often found inside Egyptian tombs? What ancient form of writing was often found inside Egyptian tombs? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, well, I just went blank on me. The hieroglyphics
and the heart
for your questions you're going to ask in a minute.
Yeah, the ones about the mummy. Yes, yeah. That's right. Yep, those are my Tomb Raider questions I've got on the table. Yes, very good. Get your name real quick and I'll put you in the drawing.
Ed Adkins.
Hey, how you doing, Ed? Good to hear from you.
We're making it.
Good to hear from you. It's a little muggy today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Good day to stay inside.
It is a good day to stay in that air conditioning. All right, buddy. Well, we got you registered.
Okay, I thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling and listening.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All All right, 740-383-9944 is the name of the phone number. I guess that works, right? That is our phone number. Hey, what does the word bug mean to a spy? What does the word bug mean to a spy? What is the name for a secret identity used by spies? What is the name for a secret identity used by spies? The KGB, which country's intelligence agency until 1991? The KGB was which country's intelligence agency until 1991? And a spy who gets deep into an organization in order to share its secrets with a rival organization's is known as a what? A spy who gets deep into an organization in order to share its secrets with a rival organization is known as what? 740-383-9944 if you happen to know the answer. One person's art is another person's... Well, you finish the sentence. Take, for instance, the world's largest rubber stamp, or priceless work of art that stands in the shadow of Cleveland City Hall. When the Standard Oil Company was building its headquarters on Cleveland's public square, it commissioned artist Claes Oldenburg to create a 28-foot-tall, 48-foot-wide steel sculpture shaped like a rubber office stamp with the word FREE on the top as the centerpiece of the new building's lobby. Before the stamp could be delivered, though, Standard Oil was sold to BP, and the new British management didn't seem to like the idea of having it anywhere near the building. So the stamp was placed in storage in Indiana, and there it lay forgotten for the next 7 years. Forgotten, that is, except by the BP officials who had to authorize the storage fees each month. In 1991, BP had finally had enough, and they offered to donate the free stamp to the city of Cleveland as public art. But city officials said no thanks. They didn't like it much either. Their attitude changed, however, when BP upped the ante and offered not only to give the stamp to the city, but to pay for its installation, too. Suddenly, it was much more attractive. And you might say that's how Cleveland got the free stamp for free. Free stamp currently sits in Willard Park. So there you go. If you ever want to go up in Cleveland, you can see this big old free stamp. It's time for the weird word of the week. Head down the hallway, make a right, sit in these wonderful chairs here. And on the chalkboard, I have written today's weird word, which is Ikebana. Ikebana, Ikebana. It's a noun. It means the Japanese art of arranging flowers. The Japanese art of arranging flowers. The origin of Ikebana goes back to the 1900s, so it's a rather old word, but an unfamiliar one. Ikebana, the Japanese art of arranging flowers. And that is our weird word of the week for today. We will take a break and come back with our ladies' corner. I will get you that recipe that I missed last week. We will squeeze it in here for you, okay? Does that sound good? Alrighty, that's coming up straight ahead right here on WWGH Radio 107.1. You can catch us on the web, by the way, at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. You can archive the programs. Yes, indeed, you can listen to this all over again, if you'd so desire, which hopefully you would, right? Yeah, who'd want to listen to this twice, right? No, but you can. You can archive there at the website. We will be back after these words right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond. Thanks for listening.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Thanks also to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Our thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. Okay, to the recipe that I got only part of last week. Pumpkin caramel cream cheese poke cake. You can find this up on Radio Nate on Facebook. Just search Radio Nate into the Facebook search engine. I'll pop up, click on me, and you will find this recipe complete with a picture. Here's the ingredients. 1 box spice cake mix, 1 cup canned pumpkin puree, 1 cup water, 3 eggs, 1/2 cup vegetable oil, 3/4 cup caramel ice cream topping divided, 1 8-ounce packaged cream cheese room temperature, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1 cup powdered sugar, 1 1/2 cups whipped topping. Here's your instructions. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Lightly spray a 9x13 pan with baking spray. Set aside. With a mixer, mix together the cake mix, pumpkin, water, eggs, and oil, stopping to scrape down the sides of the bowl. Mix until smooth. Pour batter into the prepared pan and bake at 350 for 30 to 33 minutes or until toothpick inserted into the cake comes out clean and crumb-free. As soon as the cake comes out of the oven while it is still hot, poke holes into the cake with the end of a wooden spoon. In a microwave-safe bowl, heat up 1/2 cup of caramel sauce for about 20 to 30 seconds just to warm it. Pour the warm caramel sauce over the top of the hot cake, making sure to get the majority of the sauce into the holes of the cake. Let the cake cool completely. Once the cake is cool, prepare the cream cheese frosting With a mixer, mix together the cream cheese, powdered sugar, and milk until smooth and creamy. Add the whipped topping and fold into the cream cheese mixture. Spread the frosting over the top of the cake, gently pressing the frosting into the holes of the cake. Smooth out evenly. Drizzle the top of the cake with the remaining 1/4 cup of caramel sauce. For a decorative effect, drag a toothpick through the opposite lines of the caramel sauce in the opposite directions to make a design. Refrigerate any leftovers. There you go. Pumpkin caramel cream cheese poke cake. If that sounds good to you, just head on over to my Facebook page, Radio Nate, and to Facebook, and you can copy and print that off for yourself. Okay, last call on the trivia questions. We're giving away a $5 Applebee's gift card here in about 5 minutes. And you will also be put in the monthly drawing for a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo and the $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurants. Oh, and by the way, we're on tap for another oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. So that'll go with the $20 gift card to El Campesino's, okay? In the event of an emergency, what part of an airplane seat can be used as a flotation device? In the event of an emergency, what part of an airplane seat can be used as a flotation device? 740-383-9944. What famous song was recorded by the classic rock group The Beatles? What famous song was recorded by the classic rock group The Beatles? In which season is asparagus ready to be harvested? In which season is asparagus ready to be harvested? Got a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the bug is a listening device for...
Yes, the bug is a listening device for the spy thing, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep, that is right. And is this Becky?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good, good. A little muggy out today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I stepped out and I was like, ooh, man, a little tough to breathe today. nice to stay in the air condition.
Yeah, and also I think it's on the Beatles. Is it a Yellow Submarine?
Yeah, Yellow Submarine. That's right. That's the one I'm looking for.
That's the only one I could think of.
Yep, that'd be the one.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you being out there listening.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day now.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, our friend Becky Thacker out there listening today. And all of our friends who gave us a call. You call me, you're my friend. You listen, you're my friend. If I meet you, you're my friend. No, I don't know about that. I doubt I'm friends with everybody I meet. I'd like to be, but you never know how that goes, right? Okay, let's see. We got the bug was a listening device. We got that one. Okay, here's another call coming in here. Maybe one to answer a question. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi. The flotation device for the airplane is the bottom of the seat.
Yeah, the bottom of the seat. That's right.
All right.
Who's this? And I'll get you signed up.
Linda Adkins.
Linda Adkins. All right. Glad you're out there today, Linda.
Well, we're listening all the time.
Hey, we appreciate it very much.
Well, have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. All righty. We got a couple more in there, and it is just about time to do the drawing. We have 10 seconds left before the drawing. 10 seconds on the official WWGH clock. And I want to thank everybody that has called in to for the drawing. And we'll get these all mixed up and find out who the winner of the Applebee's gift card is. All righty. 4:55 now is the time. And the cards have been all mixed up, and I am drawing out of the pile without looking. I'm doing it fair and square. Fair and square is how we do it around here. And the winner happens to be Ernie Brees. Ernie Brees, you won the $5 gift card to Applebee's, and you can pick that up here at the WWGH Studios, right at the corner of Prospect Street and Center Street on the second floor. And just take the elevator to the second floor. We're at the end of the hall. When you get off the elevator, make a right, and you'll see us right there at the end of the hallway. So come on down. And you have the management wanted me to let you know that you have 10 days to pick up the cards. They like to keep it at that to make it fair and square. So remember 10 days on that. Is that Monday through Friday? Monday through Friday between 8 and 1. Monday through Friday between 8 and 1. We got a phone call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Well, we just did a drawing, and we were talking about trivia questions, but we've been talking about a variety of things today. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was listening to your program, and well, like 30 minutes ago, and did you say that you're in a new location?
Yes, we are. We're downtown at the corner of Prospect Street and Center Street at the Ohio Health Building on the second floor.
Oh, okay, the Ohio Health Building. I thought you were on the second floor of the Marion Health Building.
Oh,
and
nope.
I was like,
nope, the Ohio Health Building.
Yeah, I would have thought that would have put you right across the street to 97.5, because they're in the McCulla Building, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, nope, we're uptown from that.
No, all right, well, that was one answer, I guess.
Okay.
What's the trivia questions?
Well, we had a whole bunch of them. We had the KGB was which country's intelligence agency until 1991 was the one we didn't get answered.
The KGB was what country's intelligence agency?
Yes.
Well, that's the Soviet Union.
Soviet Union, that's right. I'll tell you what, I already did the weekly drawing, but I'll put you in my monthly drawing.
Oh, that's fine.
What's your name?
Dispatched on to the next person.
Pass on to the next person? All right, buddy, we'll do.
So, you have extended hours now. It's like, usually they stop transmitting live at 3 o'clock.
We do. Yep, we do, but somebody will be here Monday through Friday from 8 to 1.
We got shows, though. 8 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, or
8 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon.
Oh. Well, you're kind of there, you're a little late then, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here late. Yep, I'm rolling late. 4:15 to 5 is my time slot on Wednesday.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm running up against the clock, so I gotta run, buddy.
That's fine. Good.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye.
Bye bye. It is quitting time. Thanks so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. Congratulations to Ernie Brees, our winner. Again, you can pick that up Monday through Friday from 8 to 1. You got 10 days to pick it up at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets in the Ohio Health Building. Until next time, I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. I'll talk to you next Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, right back here.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Oh, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit now that you mention that." "Why?" "Because I'm alive, young man." The man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
What's the secret to getting to 92?
You don't know, I always believe in one thing, that the Lord up there, he calls you when he needs you.
Is there a role?
And he says, "I don't want you, Five-ish. I got better acts than you upstairs." He says, "I'll call you when I have a vacancy." I says, "Take your time, Lord."
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Patty Worcester has served as Marion Midget Football Treasurer for over 35 years. She is a longtime member of Junior Service Guild and has worked tirelessly for many years to give the children in Marion a Merry Christmas by being part of Christmas Clearinghouse. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean? Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.